Welcome to the No Spin News for Thursday, November 14th, 2019. Fight for your freedom. So the day after the impeachment hearing on TV is nothing. There's nothing. I listened to the CBS radio news in the morning, and their headline was, oh, somebody overheard a phone call where President Trump said he wants corruption investigated more than help Ukraine. That was their lead on a CBS national radio broadcast. And I went back to sleep. It's like, so what? Number one, it's an opinion. Somebody heard something. Who was that person who heard it, by the way? You know, it's like, is this it? That's all? And that's all. There's no headline here. There's nothing I can tell you about. It's all bull. And so you haven't heard a lot from Donald Trump. I mean, usually he'd be jumping up and down, but he's, saying, and his advisors certainly are saying, don't say anything. They're killing themselves. All right, let them just die. So there was reaction. I'm not going to play you a lot of it because it's stupid. And I was watching the Islander hockey game last night rather than cable news. With all due respect, I just can't sit there knowing I'm being lied to, all right? And I'll explain that a little bit further later. So the first soundbite is from Dan Rather, who has come out as a far-left guy. Go.
We have a president who, on the record, already proven, puts his own self-interest, his political and commercial interests, ahead of the interests of the country. And that leaves us in, you know, in really roiling, uncharted waters.
That's totally absurd. I mean, we've had a lot of presidents who put their own self-interest ahead of public policy. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Rather doesn't know. Look, he lost it on the Bush thing when he tried to convince the nation that George W. Bush dodged the draft. And then he used a phony document. That was the end. And you can come back from a mistake like that. I don't know if Rather knew it was phony. He had producers and all that, but, you know, look, if you're going to say to the American people that all of our presidents have not been self-interested and not put themselves ahead of policy, then that's just ridiculous. It's absurd. Second soundbite, Stephen Colbert, go.
It's finally here. It's finally arrived. The first day of live impeachment hearings. It's what we've been praying for since the beginning of the Trump presidency. The end of the Trump presidency.
Okay, so the reason I ran that clip is because that guy, Colbert, unlike Jon Stewart, who I respect and I like, Colbert makes his money by harpooning Donald Trump and conservatives. He's not particularly talented. He's got a battery of writers. Sometimes they come up with good lines. Got a dry delivery, but Johnny Carson, Stephen Colbert, David Letterman, Stephen Colbert, come on, not in the same universe. But Colbert makes money by every night stabbing conservatives and Trump like this. That's what he does. All right, you know, 3 million people will watch that. I won't. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. All right, so let's take a little deviation here to something that happened in the media today. Y'all know Kellyanne Conway, she's the advisor to the president. And she defends him on cable news. It seems to be a primary job. So she goes on CNN, never good for the Trump people or conservatives. Wolf Blitzer is the interviewer. Go.
I just have a final question, a sensitive question, and it's a political question. It's a substantive question. I don't want to talk about your marriage. I know that there are issues there. Your husband, George Conway, he's a lawyer.
Did you just say?
Your husband, George Conway.
Did you just say there are issues there? You don't want to talk about marriage?
I don't want to talk about... No, I don't want to talk...
Why did you say that?
I don't want to talk about your marriage. I don't want to talk about your... I want to talk about a substantive point that your husband, George Conway, made. He was on television all day yesterday. During this, the first day of the impeachment hearings, and he said this about the president of the United States. I just want your reaction to the substance of what he said.
So before you play the clip, which I haven't seen, why? And why are you doing that?
Because he's a legal scholar, he's a lawyer, and he was really going after the president of the United States, and he was all over television yesterday.
And come on.
I just want you to...
And he's married to me? I think you embarrassed yourself, and I'm embarrassed for you because this is CNN now?
Okay, so Blitzer, in my opinion, I can't prove it, was ordered to say that question from Zucker, Jeff Zucker, who hates Trump, hates Conway, hates. Blitzer himself would not have done that. I know him. Not well, but, you know, a long time. He was ordered to do it, and Conway handled it perfectly. And she threw it right back at him and said, you've embarrassed yourself, and you have. Now, if Blitzer wanted to ask a question... he could have framed it in a way that didn't have to do with her marriage. He could have easily said, does it bother you as a counsel to the president that your husband criticizes your boss? Right? That's legitimate, is it not? I would have asked that question. That's a legitimate question. And then she can answer, no, it doesn't bother me, or yes, it does bother me, whatever you want. Or, no, I'd rather not talk about my husband. And that, you'd have to respect that. But to bring in the word marriage and there's issues there, that's really low, all right? And Kellyanne was, you know, this is CNN now. Okay, so we got a lot of stuff to tell you about. In the final thought, I'm going to tell you about what I'm doing this weekend that will benefit you directly. Impeach the Media bumper stickers. You buy a signed book, get one free. We have packs of five. They're very inexpensive. Give them out. Have some fun. We have the United States of Trump, of course, my big bestseller. Great Christmas gift. I'll sign them for you if you want. Got to get them in now, though. Signed a whole ton of books this week. And if you haven't read it, please do. It'll explain a lot of this impeachment stuff. And Killing the Rising Sun. Sun, out in what they call trade paperback. If you haven't read this, you'll enjoy it. And you can get a lifetime membership. Lifetime membership. Never bother you again if you buy all the Killing books. And you'll have 8 books. You can give them away for presents. You can keep them in your library. You can donate them to a library. You can do a lot of stuff with that. But it's cost efficient. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. All right, let's go to the final thought of the day. In a few hours, I'm flying out to California, Palm Desert, which is right near Palm Springs. This time of year, beautiful. I'm looking forward to it. The show there sold out. And I understand the scalpers are getting big money. Can't wedge anybody in there. All right? So I'll do that tomorrow. Do that show. And then I'll hop on a little plane and go to Phoenix, where Saturday we have a show in Mesa. All right? And we're doing this in conjunction with our radio affiliate, KFYI. All right? Now, there are 200 tickets left and about 7 or 8 VIPs, which means you get to meet me. So if you're around the area, beautiful time of year to go to the Valley of the Sun. I'll be there Saturday, but we understand most people can't get to Phoenix. So we're going to stream it live, 7 p.m. Eastern Time Saturday. You can come to the website. They'll give you directions of what to do. All right? You're not to do anything, I don't think. Just go to a certain couple of clicks with your finger. And I'll be there doing the show. And you'll see the show live. Because that's the kind of guys we are and gals. We want you to be happy. I think you're going to enjoy it. We did one show already in Boston. Everybody loved it up there. Sold out crowd. Then I want to remind you, I'm going to be interviewing Donald Trump on the radio November 25th. However, you guys get that first here that the radio people get. So we're doing everything we can. Spread the word, premium and concierge membership. Concierge membership, really good. You like it. And it's a good upgrade. It's a good gift for Christmas to somebody, all of that. But spread the word. We're looking out for you always. Talk to you on Monday.